This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's police chief is defending five officers from Columbus, Ohio, who shot and killed a homeless man outside the convention perimeter yesterday. Jeffrey Norman says Samuel Sharp Jr. was threatening another homeless man with a knife.
Someone's life was in danger. These officers, who are not from this area, took upon themselves to act to save someone's life.
Homeless advocates demanded investigation. Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is going after President Biden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on foreign policy, immigration, the high cost of living, and crime.
Biden and Baldwin have failed. President Trump and I will get the job done.
Hovde delivered a primetime speech at the convention last night. There's more at stake in Wisconsin than just the top of the ticket. With new legislative maps, Republican strategist Keith Gilks says it will take high-quality local candidates to win.
People from the community know their community, have connections to their community, and know how to go out there and win races.
Down-ballot races in Wisconsin will be won on bread-and-butter issues, especially with new, more competitive maps, so says Democratic strategist Tanya Bork.
They're hearing childcare is incredibly expensive. We need some help on that. They're hearing about, can we drink the water from our well? Is this safe? We need to know that someone is listening to us, that they're fighting for us, and they're doing the right thing for our families.
Bork spoke at a luncheon yesterday put on by WisPolitics and the Marquette Law School. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming is urging GOP voters to use standalone absentee ballot drop boxes, which are more popular with Democrats. Schimming tells Wisconsin delegates that puts Republicans at a disadvantage on Election Day. Congressman Derek Van Orden is making news again for getting into a confrontation. The Prairie du Chien Republican accuses an anti-war protester of assaulting him in downtown Milwaukee yesterday. Members of Code Pink say Van Orden started it, but he tried to shove past an activist. Milwaukee police say they're looking into it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Happy Wednesday, Cooley Region. I'm Jimmy Cuska for WLCX 1490 The Eagle and LacrosseEagle.com. Here's what you need to know in southwestern Wisconsin. The final 3rd Congressional District Democratic Forum was held last night in Eau Claire. It was the 4th forum held in the district. It is also the final forum being held on the Democratic side of the aisle, as previous forums were held in La Crosse, Stevens Point, and Platteville. Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shankland, and Eric Wilson all gave their positions and spoke on several issues such as education and healthcare and explained why voters should pick them. Rebecca Cook said it's simple. The 3rd CD needs change.
If there's one thing that I'm sure that all of us on the stage can agree on tonight, it's that Derek Van Orden has got to go. We have talked at length about how he is wrong for Wisconsin on policies and just plain embarrassing on everything else.
Katrina Shankland said that she's the only candidate in the Democratic trio with experience.
I'm the only Democrat here who's held public office and who has experience passing bills into law, and I think that's important. I'm also the only Democrat here who's ever won a tough election in a tough district. And I outperformed other Democrats. In 2022, I was the Democrat in Portage County who got the most votes.
Eric Wilson said that of the three, he's the only progressive choice.
Progressive change is the only thing that is going to win this race. This is not the year to be a moderate. Judge Janet won this district with 55% of the vote, running on abortion and fair maps.
Between Cook, Shankland, and Wilson, whoever wins the Democratic primary next month will face Republican Derek Van Orden in November, who earlier this week at the RNC refused to commit to a debate against the eventual Democratic opponent. Van Orden also did not debate Democrat Brad Paff in the 2022 election run-up. The Mississippi River is expected to fully drop below flood stage in Wisconsin sometime later today. The last part of the river still at minor flood stage is at McGregor, Iowa, which is across from Prairie du Chien. The National Weather Service forecasts the river to fall sometime later this evening there. The Trempealeau River at Dodge is also expected to fall below flood stage by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's La Crosse County Board meeting will include a measure to adopt the 5-year strategic plan for the county. After months of discussion, the plan will focus on affordable housing, infrastructure, such as high-speed internet access, and employment. Other outcome measures include supporting the Pathways Home Program, a collaboration between the City of La Crosse, the county, and the community which addresses homelessness. is. The board will take up the measure during tomorrow's regular monthly meeting. Make sure you tune in for Civic Media's coverage of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. We'll have live recaps each night. You can also follow live updates at civicmedia.us/RNC or head on over to our homepage where you can find coverage of the RNC all week. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go. Download the free Civic Media app on your device's app store or find it at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have a look at weather, sports, and entertainment coming up next. For Civic Media News in La Crosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska, reporting for WLCX 1490 The Eagle and lacrosseeagle.com. Have a fantastic Wednesday, everybody.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks now 0-3 in summer league play after losing 112-97 to the LA Clippers. Meanwhile, the Bucks have added free agent shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. from the Toronto Raptors. Patrick Beverley is leaving the NBA. He's going to play in the Israeli League next season. Baseball, the All-Star Game with another win for the American League. They won 5-3 last night in Arlington. NFL, the Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to camp today in Green Bay. The first practice Monday. CEO Mark Murphy asked if he's getting concerned about reaching an agreement with quarterback Jordan Love. Murphy praised his vice president of finance, Russ Ball.
You know, I tell you, we are very fortunate. Yeah, we have probably one of the best people in the league in terms of salary cap management and negotiating contracts. And Russ Ball, he's seen it. He's been around the league forever. And, I'm very confident that we'll be able to get a deal done.
That's the Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The ripple effect from the Donald Trump assassination attempt last Saturday continues even in Hollywood and has snuck into the world of animation. Channel 4 in the UK has reportedly pulled the Simpsons episode titled Lisa the Iconoclast, which originally aired in 1996. The New York Post reports that the episode shows Lisa talking at a podium with a law enforcement agent on a nearby rooftop, which the network felt looked eerily similar to the Trump rally in Pennsylvania last weekend. The Post says they reached out to representatives from The Simpsons and Channel 4, but did not hear back. Director Greta Gerwig has been chosen to receive the prestigious Pioneer of the Year Award. The award is given out by the Will Rogers Motion Picture Pioneers Foundation. The Barbie director was selected as the award's 75th recipient. The Will Rogers Group says the award is given to those who are respected for their artistry, showcase leadership in the industry, are active in community service, and who have a commitment to philanthropy. I've been jamming through Apple TV lately and discovered The Last Thing He Told Me. The show stars Jennifer Garner and is about a husband who mysteriously disappears. Garner and her stepdaughter are on the case to help find him, even though they don't really get along. The show does a good job of introducing new characters and keeping people guessing, and is set in beautiful Sausalito, California. All 7 Season 1 episodes are available, and Apple has renewed the show for a Season 2, which will drop in 2025. Being canceled can be quite beneficial, especially if you've been accused of sexual assault and cannibalism. Colossal weirdo Armie Hammer appeared on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast and said if he hadn't been canceled, his life would have met demise anyway due to the way he was living, reckless and out of control. Hammer says he has never been happier, despite being broke. I'm sure he's got some of that baking soda money tucked away somewhere. After a traumatic couple days, it's time for our country to come together and try to heal. Of course, I'm talking about Ingrid Andress' performance of our national anthem before the Home Run Derby at Monday's MLB All-Star festivities. The performance was not only potentially the worst version of the song ever performed, but possibly the worst version of any song ever performed. It's bad even if she's never had lessons, and after witnessing that performance, well, there's no way she's ever had lessons. She made the Hawk Tua girl sound like a virtuoso. Andress, a Grammy-nominated singer, quickly put out a statement the next day for damage control, saying, "I'm not gonna bullshit, y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need." Good for you, Ingrid. Admitting you have a problem is the first step. Hopefully, whatever facility she attends will provide excellent voice lessons. She might also want to cut back on the booze. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and even less humid today. We'll get to around 76 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, sunshine 77. On Friday, sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com.